When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good afternoon, Ghana. It's 12 o'clock. Time to reach for mobile water. Mobile water, unique in every way.
It's one day to the Joy News National Dialogue on Defending Media Freedom ahead of the December polls. Hello, good afternoon. This is the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 in Accra, Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana on Radio Max, Takrade, Castle FM, Cape Coast, Bipay FM, Bipay, and Dreams, Bolga, Tanga. We're also live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. Coming up, environmentalists call for urgent amendment to Legislative Instrument 2462, which permits mining in forest reserves, citing irreversible destruction outweighing the benefits, as Nzema East District Security Council pledges to crack down on those invading the Jura Forest.
All activists should come together. This is a crime, environmental vandalism. But we should get the withdrawal of LI 2462. And all the political parties, shame on them. I don't see anything in their manifesto that says that they'll get rid of LI 2462, which is permitting this mayhem.
Also, the NDC manifesto promises to rid the country's forest of mining, but there's a pushback.
We're going to close the forest reserves and get all those Akonta mining and all of them who have desecrated our forest reserves.
That problem won't run out to me. We will push. Who better me a push him onto me?
We have details of that also in this bulletin. SNED Director General defends plans to sell stakes in non-performing assets, citing a strategy to boost viability while assuring that the trust's finances remain robust.
So it should not be a surprise that if we look at our portfolio and there are some assets that are underperforming, we would look to correct that.
Meanwhile, a recent payroll audit in the state has saved the country over 300 million cedis.
Analysis of the 2023 payroll data from the Controller and Accountant General's Department showed a reduction in the wage bill by over 345 million.
Now, why did he step down from the National Cathedral Board? Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams speaks for the first time after leaving the board, giving reasons behind his decision.
One of the reasons why I left is because I believe that if I'm in a place and I can't make a difference, then it's better I live quietly so I don't become an enemy.
We'll bring you details of that in sports.
The Black Princesses of Ghana have ended their pre-tournament camp ahead of Monday's FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup.
And in our Climate Focus series, we'll take you to the Anlo community in the Western region, where the entire area is on the verge of being wiped out by the rising sea level. These and more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. Now, some environmentalists are calling for an urgent amendment to Legislative Instrument 2462, which permits mining in forest reserves, citing irreversible destruction outweighing the benefits. They want the political parties to commit to the call ahead of the December general elections. Their call comes following a report that an unidentified miner had invaded the Draw River Forest Reserve, one of Ghana's major protected forests at Jurabanso in the Nzema East District of the Western Region. Management of Betterland Ghana Services, legal owners of a concession in the forest, have denied knowledge of the invasion. Nzema East MCE Eric Essien is promising swift action to drive illegal miners out of the forests.
Don't know that somebody is working over there. The one I know them is Betterland Company, a big company, but they have not started work. So if someone is working there, then I don't know. So unless I go there, so that's why I said I will inform the music just tomorrow morning. I will do that, and we will find a time within this week, by the course of this week, we will go there, even with the police.
Well, mining in forest reserves is permitted under Legislative Instrument 2462, and this environmentalist finds it problematic. Awula Sewa is with the civil society group Eco Conscious.
You have LI 2462, which allows mining in forest reserves, including globally significant biodiversity areas, like the Draw River Forest Reserve, which was a mine protected area in 1954. Who, in his right sense, would issue entry permit to go there? So what we are saying is that all activists should come together. This is a crime. It's environmental vandalism. But we should get the withdrawal of LI 2462 and all the political parties. Shame on them. I don't see anything in their manifesto that says that they'll get rid of LI 2462, which is permitting this mayhem. We look at a place like Atronsu in the north and western north region. The excavators are there. They are destroying the farmland. They are also destroying the once pristine Atronsu stream. We have contacted the regional minister, Jojo Obeying, right, and he has done nothing. The devastation is still going on. So we can see that there's no interest in protecting our forest reserves. An absolute shame on those in authority.
So basically, you are even against the granting of this license to Better Mining Company to undertake this legalized mining, if you like, in this forest reserve.
How can you give a license to go to a forest reserve? It is a globally significant biodiversity area. For heaven's sake, you do not have entry there to go and log or mine. But to circumvent all this, they have passed LI, Parliament has passed LI 2462, which allows mining in forest reserves. So that law should be withdrawn.
Awula Sewa is with Society Group Eco Conscious in an interview with my colleague Elton Brobe on The Pulse, which shows every weekday at 3 p.m. Well, the NDC 2024 manifesto promises to prevent mining in forest reserves. Flag bearer of the party, John Mahama, the manifesto launch, asked all miners, including Akonta Mine, owned by the NPP Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Entry Boisiako, also known as Wuntumi, to leave the forest.
We're going to close the forest reserves and get all those Akonta mining and all of them who have desecrated our forest reserves. We are going to march them out of the forest reserves. Some of those trees in the forest reserves are 700, 800,000 years old. And just because you want to take a little gold from there, you go and destroy the whole forest reserve. That is why we are having drought in our country today. That is part of the reason why our cocoa industry is going down. Because we're not getting enough rainfall. Because looking for that small gold they'll get, they're destroying all the forest reserves and destroying the climate in our country. So those there, get ready, start packing your things. After 7 January, if you're not out of the forest reserve, we're going to come and march you out of the forest reserve.
Well, the chief executive officer of Akonta Mines, Bernard Entry Boisiako, is fighting back.
That problem won't run out to me. We will push. Who bet me a push him onto me? Now, even illegal and legal, what is the difference? The difference is a document. The difference is a document. So, as a veteran, a minor, so I don't know how to get document done. You want to win to avenge your enemies. You want to win. You see, you are hate and hypocrisy. What I say, I know you are hate. Anything concerning here in Ashanti, you don't like it. But my prosperity don't depend on you.
You heard the NPP Ashanti Regional Chairman Bernard Njiboisiak, also known as Wontumi. Meanwhile, the Community Mining League report issued by the Centre for Democratic Development raises concerns that local communities from which mineral resources are mined do not receive the constitutionally required 10% of royalties for their development. In partnership with the Ford Foundation, a report committed into the trend reveals that there is lack of transparency on revenue collection of mineral resources and its utilization. As CDD says, more work ought to be done to promote transparency. My colleague Blessed Soga is there for us. Blessed, what more came up at this press conference?
Well, the document has just been released a couple of hours ago, so it will indeed take time for some breakdown of the figures in terms of how much each district is identified. I receive that the constitutionally required requirement is that at least 10% of the royalties ought to go to the local level in terms of mineral resources that are mined from these communities. However, CDD is indicating that from their latest scorecard report, it appears that that is not the case on the ground, and that many of the communities and students are being deprived of the necessary royalties that they deserve.
For us, our goal really is to enhance transparency and accountability, and to be able through that process to promote better development outcomes in our mining district. And to be able to do that, we came up with what we call the Mining District Scorecard. We took a cue from our long-standing work, as Adam has said, in social accountability. We've done the district league table, Ghana Cities league table, all of that, the learnings that we've acquired from there, and the impact of those kinds of league table. We thought that we need to bring same attention to our mining sector and to see what we can do to sort of incentivize some actions to be able to address the poor development outcomes around mining in our district.
Away from that, the Works and Housing Ministry has told Parliament that Ghana needs a colossal sum of $5 billion to end the menace of flooding in Ghana. Several parts of the country experience heavy and flash flooding whenever it rains, destroying properties and taking lives sometimes. Answering questions before the Assurances Committee of Parliament, CEO of Ghana Hydrological Authority, Dr. John Kisi, explained without this $5 billion, many parts of the country will still experience floods.
In 2023, under the National Flood Control Program, we received about 92 million cedis to undertake flood mitigation works across the country. Thank you, Mojo.
And what will you have required, ideally, what will have been adequate for you to do your work?
So, Mojo, our work that we've done, looking at the flood risk challenges across the country, we estimate that we need about $5 billion across the country.
Dollars?
Yes, to address comprehensively the flood risk challenge that we have.
Well, let me take you now to Parliament, where Kweku Asante is standing by with more. Kweku, was there a breakdown of what this amount will be used for?
Well, that breakdown hasn't come in. The Minister for Works and Housing himself is before the committee. We expect that the committee is going to press to demand that specifically this breakdown comes in. What exactly the Works and Housing Ministry, under Kojo Nkrumah, who is the minister responding to these questions, are doing to get the Finance Ministry to confirm some substantial amount of money. Because throughout this hearing, they've been complaining about lack of release of funds, and we expect them to give a certain breakdown in terms of what this $5 billion is going to be used for, and if government is committing itself.
Well, yesterday there was a fire outbreak that affected parts of the Job 600 building. Has full work resumed in Parliament yet?
Well, yesterday, right after the flames were doused, the clerk to Parliament did issue a circular asking all staff and MPs to go home and not to access the Justice 600 building. This morning, it's all back in action. MPs and other persons have already started going back into the building. The specific place that the fire abgarted in the Justice 600 building has been cordoned off, but the other space and other parts of the parliamentary precincts are now open for business.
All right, thank you. Kweku Asante is our parliamentary correspondent. Still on water, if you live in Accra and you have water supply issues, brace yourself for more. The Ghana Water Company Limited says they'll continue rationing water to parts of the regions due to significant production gaps. Minister for Sanitation and Water Resources Lee Delhassan yesterday issued a directive to the water company to deliver water tankers to several communities in Accra facing supply challenges. The company had attributed the supply challenges to a burst pipe in Dodowa, which distributes water to the affected communities.
Ghana Water is providing tankers to give them water. National Security will support in that regard. I have also called on NADMO to come on board to ensure that we get water. In fact, the situation as we have at hand is completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. We must respect our consumers. At least give them information when there are incidents such as this.
However, after completion of repair works, Public Relations Officer Stanley Marty has been given an interview indicating that they'll be rationing.
We are rationing water because of the gap between demand and supply. Now, with our treatment plants, we are unable to meet the demand in Accra. So the only way to bridge the gap is to put in place a demand water management, what we have termed rationing, such that we'll push the volume of some volume of water into particular areas at a certain time, and then after a certain period, we shift into other areas, so that at least we distribute the little water in the system equitably for everybody to have access. If you want to push the water without any demand program or any rationing program, it means some areas, by virtue of their location, will get the water, and some other areas will not get at all, and that will be unfair. So that is why we are managing with the rationing program, so that there will be an equitable distribution within the system. We have been encouraging our customers to cultivate the culture of storing water. And if you have receptacles where you store water, you will get enough water to survive on when the tap is not flowing.
Stanley Marty is Public Relations Director of the Ghana Water Company Limited. Now the Director General of the Social Security and National Insurance Trust, SNIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Has justified the proposed sale of some 4 hotels belonging to the trust. Currently, the sale is on suspension following public uproar, but it is not off the table yet. Addressing the media, the Ministry of Information, the Director General of SNIT, Kofi Osafo-Bosompem, says there is a need for continuous evaluation of assets belonging to the trust to inform decision making.
In fact, a previous report said SNIT will be out of business in 2025. We are still here. One report said that we'll be out of business in 2034. The next one is 2036. That is what the last one said and appeared to cause a lot of alarm. Let me make these few points. SNIT has never defaulted on pension payments. And I am very confident that SNIT will be around long after I am gone. We did show a surplus in 2022. In 2023, the provisional figures indicate that the surplus that we will show will be much larger than the surplus in 2022, which we indicated at the Public Accounts Committee.
Oh, yes, you have another one on the divestiture.
On the divestiture, I think the key point is as follows. If you were running a shop, would you always have the same goods in the shop? The answer is no. Likewise, we run a portfolio. At any time, we would change some of the assets we hold. So it should not be a surprise that if we look at our portfolio and there are some assets that are underperforming, we would look to correct that. That is what the sale of a stake in our hotels was about. And all we are looking to do is to improve the performance of the underlying portfolio. And that is really it.
Well, on that same platform, the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Ignatius Bafuewa, says a recent payroll audit undertaken by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission has saved the country over 300 million cedis.
For both workers and pensioners alike. Last year, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission conducted a nationwide payroll monitoring. The exercise covered 120 public sector institutions consisting of 97 MMDAs, 6 universities, and 17 others. Analysis of the 2023 payroll data from the Controller and Accountant General's Department showed a reduction in the wage bill by over 345 million. The payroll monitoring is still ongoing.
Now let's do climate focus. The effects of the rising sea level is destroying many coastal communities in Ghana. The small fishing town of Anglof Beach in the western region, once bustling with life, now faces an uncertain future as rising sea levels is claiming homes and schools. Enjoy News' latest episode of our climate focus series on vanishing shores. Abiu Koku Mauto takes us to the Anglof community grappling with the devastating impact of tidal waves.
52-year-old Kennedy Atipo is an inland fisherman and a community leader in Anglof Beach. Like him, many of the elders in this town have their basic education in the Anglof Beach Methodist Primary School.
When it is time of game, the athletics, we do all here.
This school has been raised down by rising sea tides. The over 500 students have been moved into makeshift structures put up by the community members.
This school in which we are now, it is in the middle of the town. There's other houses up front there. Those houses in the sea now.
Like many coastal towns, Anglof Beach in the western region suffers from rising sea levels. The last high tide happened 4 months ago and carried with it many homes and key community structures, including the school. Robert Ansa has been teaching at the school for over 13 years.
When I came here 2010 and I started teaching, the school is in order. Every structure is there. We even have this caging there. But when we came here, the place is open, uncompleted.
Grace Senanu, a fishmonger, has two young boys, both of whom used to attend the Anglof Beach Methodist Primary School. She is thankful that the destruction of the school happened at night, but cannot hide her grief.
When I heard that the school had been destroyed, I was very sad because the school is where our children get the education that will assure a better future for them.
And Vanishing Shores and Climate Focus taking us a break on the midday news on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll be right back with sports, and also Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams speaks for the first time after leaving the board, giving reasons behind his decision.
One of the reasons why I left is because I believe that if I'm in a place and I can't make a difference, then it's better I live quietly so I don't become an enemy.
The luckiest
*712#
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. Nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
East, west, north, south, Obiama to meet.
You could be the luckiest. You could be the luckiest.
Accra to Paga.
Let's go.
The luckiest.
*712#.
Luck is everywhere. For everyone, yeah. The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere. For everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses.
one to us.
You could be the luckiest.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricant. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricant, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
Get way more chances to play with Betway. Every week, you have the choice to pick your prize, from payout boosts to cash back, all so you can make the perfect sports bet. Plus, you also stand a chance to choose your own prize, from vouchers to electronics and the grand prize of an airline ticket. All this exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. No under 18. Bet responsibly. Betway. Get way more.
Welcome back to the Midday News. We have sports with Achu.
The Black Princesses of Ghana have ended their pre-tournament camp following last night's 2-0 draw with South Korea in Mexico. The ladies will now emplane to Colombia for the FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup. Head coach of the team is Yusuf Basigi.
This time round, they played very well. Looking at the nature of the Koreans, how they play, and they were able to hold them, if not for a penalty. Yes, it's part of the game, all right. It was a good game for me. Yes, it gives us a fair idea of what we should be expecting in the major tournament, because at times the referees protect players a lot. So the little touch, if you're not careful, they take a penalty. And so now it has given us the idea as to what to do. So I think we are going to work on that as well.
Ghana's first match of the tournament is on Monday, and that's all in sports.
Thank you, Achu. Now, uncompromising in their demand for fair grain prices, farmers are also insisting that the Minister of Agriculture, Brian Ichampong, directly consult them to develop effective support measures for the over 900,000 farmers devastated by the dry spell in the northern regions. The Agric Minister has introduced several initiatives to cushion both farmers and Ghanaians against potential food price hikes and shortage, with financial support for farmers and purchasing their grains. However, the farmers insist they will not bear the consequences of government's failure to prevent the drought. Bismarck Owusu-Norte is executive director of the Peasant Farmers Association, but Bismarck emphasizes the need for proper consultations with the minister to address the issues caused by the drought.
I think that we want to have some level of better planning and management to ensure that we don't get here again. Major problem that we have is with the ban on the exportation. Want to show that the minimum way to guarantee that farmers are not shortchanged within this period is that we want the ministry to put in measures to announce at least a minimum guaranteed price for each of the commodities. So if you are talking about maize, we should be clear as to what is the minimum price to sell maize. If it's about rice, what is the minimum price? Aside that, the ministry should let us know what mechanisms they have in place to ensure that the buyers are able to buy the produce from the farmers.
Now, the West African Examination Council says majority of its personnel contracted them to mark the 2024 Basic Examination Certificate examination are currently invigilating the ongoing West African Senior Secondary Certificate examination, hence the delay in marking the BSCE. The NDC minority last weekend at a news conference blamed government's indebtedness to the examination body for the delay. But the head of public affairs with WAEC, John Capitels, joined news. Government has made available financial commitments to settle the debt.
We have, schedules for the post-examination activities. That is when they are done with the exam, what we do. As we speak, the post-examination activities are ongoing. We have controlled the scripts. We are doing the swap right now, sending them across to the venues where they are going to be marked. Now, the reason for the delay is simply the fact that, the time lapse between the completion of the BEC and the commencement of the awards was such that there was no way we could have marked the BEC, because the same personnel who are monitoring the awards, who should be doing the marking of the BEC, as far as the staff of WAEC is concerned. Also, we have examiners who currently are invigilating and supervising the awards, And so we cannot take them out of the classrooms where they are mutilating and ask them to come to the marking. So basically that is the reason for which the marking of the BEC has stalled.
John Kapi is Public Relations Director of WAEC. Now, months after stepping down from the Board of Trustees of the National Cathedral Project, founder of the Action Chapel International, Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, has spoken out for the first time, giving reasons why he left. He spoke at a Peace Council meeting with prophets in Accra.
I must say this, that to guide all of you, let the good of Ghana be above loyalty to any political party. People have always asked me, you, Kra, what political party do you belong to? Because sometimes they say I'm NDC, then sometimes they say I'm NPP. They said I was NPP because I was on the National Cathedral. And it was one of the reasons why I delayed stepping down after a while when I had some concerns. And one of the reasons why I left is because I believe that if I'm in a place and I can't make a difference, then it's better I live quietly so I don't become an enemy. I don't like fighting people, you know. So I'm a CPP over the years because that is my father's party. But after Lima, my party hasn't won election, so it is what it is.
And you heard there Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. Meanwhile, the National Peace Council is charging prophets to refrain from declaring the outcomes of the election. Reverend Dr. Ernest Edujenfi is the chairman of the Peace Council.
Peace is a priceless commodity, but it can be very expensive if not nurtured with love, unity and tolerance among our followers and church members. It's important for us to concede that our members and followers are supporters of various political parties, and therefore public declaration of the outcome of general elections can create political tension among our own church members and the public at large.
Reverend Dr. Ernest Edujenfi, chairman of the National Peace Council, and right about now, what's trending, Jackie?
Well, I see a couple of stuff are trending on social media, but then the Asante Hine is trending after he distilled the Jase Hine, Bamu Hine, and Achame Hine over the illegal mining.
Yes,
issue.
Indeed.
People have been sharing
their thoughts. It's still trending.
Yeah, people are talking about it. Let me read a couple of comments. This is from Mohammed, and he says, this is a good step and more to follow. Odum, the tree, says that these steps should have been taken a long time ago, but we thank God at least something is being done in the right direction. But then a conversation that is still trending is still Stoneboy and Shatawale. And now people say that they are even tired of them. You know, yesterday, Shatawale did a whole...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.